Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh my goodness. Good morning. Good morning. We have so much news for you. But first, we want to be able to talk about, you know, what took place at the theater last night in Aurora, Colorado. As the reports came in at midnight last night, there was a shooting. They were playing a Batman movie. And you can see this on the VFN TV blog. And it was just tragic. Somebody walked into the theater and pulled a gun and shot and killed 12 people. Mm-hmm. And that's like 48 wounded or something of that nature. They're still, you know, counting it out. It was a man about 24 years old that had went into the theater, and it was packed. There was some sort of movie playing for Batman at midnight last night, and I guess it's around between midnight and 1 in the morning. You can see videos of this at the VFN TV blog. This is a tragedy. It's horrific. I'm a 24-year-old man walking into a crowded movie theater with 4 guns on his person, and it was so surreal. You know, the reports are saying that there was a violent scene in the movie, and they couldn't tell whether it was actually the movie shooting that was going on or whether it was actual shooting going on. Mm-hmm. And they threw tear gas in there. We need to lift up the people of Aurora, Colorado. And right now they're in the hospital. There's like a 3-month-old child that's been shot. Mm. There's been just tragedy taking place in Aurora, Colorado. You can find out more details on the VFN TV blog. Go to VFNTV.com to see it. But, you know, we just want to lift up this morning as we get started on VFN Radio, the families and the city of Aurora. We have a church there. VFN Colorado is there. And Pastor Brett and Sharon Holderbaum have the church there. And we just want to just join our faith this morning in lifting up Aurora, California, and how the church is to respond to what's going on. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would comfort the people of Aurora, Lord, that you would be with those who are in the hospital that have been shot and wounded and are weighing in the balances of their life. Father God, that you would give them life and that they would live and not die, and that they would know you, God, that not one would move past this point without knowing you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, in those families that lost 12 of their children, that you would comfort them, God, that you would comfort them and give them the peace, you know, that passes all understanding, Father God. Lord, this is a tragedy, Lord God. This is horrific, Father. And we just ask you right now, Lord, that you would just move on their behalf, God, and move on the City of Lights, Aurora, Colorado, and that your light, the light of your truth and your comfort and your kingdom, Father God, would come in, Lord, and that city would just turn to you, Father God. We just ask you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. You can find out more about that. We posted some of the information and some videos of a cell phone that captured a video during the incident of what was happening there on the VFN TV blog. Just go to VFNTV.com and click on the blog. It's just a tragedy, total tragedy. And I guess the only thing that this compares to is more like the Virginia Tech or the Columbine situation. And we just need to be prepared, you know. If you go to the VFN TV blog and you look under the prophetic words and dreams and visions, you know, that if we don't turn our hearts to God, you know, if a void is there in our hearts and in America, mm-hmm. the enemy comes in like a flood. And, you know, and so many people try to relate things. They go, well, you know, this person's not part of that group or this person's not part of that group. And the church says this, and the church should know better, mm-hmm. because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. It's the people who do evil, like this horrific evil mm-hmm. in Aurora, Colorado. It's they are connected by one thing. It doesn't matter whether they ever known each other personally here on earth. Second heaven, Satan, you know, demonic things and spirits have got these guys captive, mm-hmm. and it is the same network.
Yeah,
whether they know each other, whether they're called Al-Qaeda, whether they're called Hezbollah, whether they're called just a gangster, whether they're called, you know, a wild person all by themselves doing something. Listen, there's one devil, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness that has basically, think about it, as his army of convincing people who choose not to follow God, who are held captive by him. Paul tells Timothy in his letter to him to do his will. Mm-hmm. And his will, Satan's will, is to kill and destroy. Mm-hmm. You know, to kill and destroy. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. And his plans are not good. That alone should tell us, this kind of pain that we're experiencing right now should tell all of us, the church, we need to stop this. And it's not going to be a political stopping. It's going to be a knee falling to the ground and humbling ourselves and say, Lord, you know, this evil that is coming upon our land and that's increasing, we're seeing a wave of it increase across the nation right now. And you know, just letting you know that it's going to be sporadic and it's going to happen all across the land and it's going to increase like birth pains. Mm-hmm. And it's really, the, you know, instead of just dumping us, you know, it's kind of like saying, you know, this is what happens if you turn your back on me. The enemy's going to come in. Mm-hmm. He's going to come in and he's going to bring harm to you. And I don't want harm to you. I want to forgive you. I want to restore you. I want to live with you forever in eternity. I want to forgive your sins and bring you in upon your death. And we're all appointed to die. Mm-hmm. And it's inevitable for all of us. And we don't know when or how possibly. But the question is, what are we going to do with the life that we have? I think about the young girl at Columbine when the shooter was coming in there, the young shooter who'd played all those games over and over again, you know, virtual games of shooting. And he walked in there and he was shooting the students. It was horrific. But then he walked in the lunchroom or the library, I can't remember what it was, and he points the gun in her face and he says, "Do you know Jesus?"
Mm. Right.
And she said, "Yes." And then he shot her. It's time for the church. I mean, that testimony of her. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to stand up for God. If this young girl in this school with a gun in her face cannot deny Jesus Christ, if this pastor, Yusuf, that's in prison in Iran, realizes his life weighs in the balance, and if he doesn't deny Christ, mm-hmm. and he doesn't, you know, we in America have to rise up. Listen, it's amazing what we won't let go of just mm-hmm. to follow God. You know, following God is not a chess game. You know, it's not a chess game. It's you know, it's not let me see what move I'm going to make, or, you know, it's literally God telling us what move to make, and we just make the move. We just make the move. And quite often, you know, it means laying down our life for somebody, mm-hmm. you know. And as a law enforcement officer and other situations like that, you know, we call those people heroes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the church to be a hero and fall to our knees and begin to say, I've sinned. You know, I've fallen short. And I need to turn. I'm turning back to your ways. And I'm going to find other people who are walking with you. I don't care where I'm at or what's going on. Mm-hmm. If the crew that I'm with does not acknowledge you in your ways, and I've talked to them about it, and they're not going to, I ain't hanging here, right. Because I want to be right towards God, and I care enough about the people of this nation and the people of Aurora, Colorado, that would never happen again, and that we could cry out to God. God's totally in control. He can stop this. Mm-hmm. But he looks for somebody to stand in the gap, somebody that would lay down their life for the cause. Right. You know. And as Christians, we win. Because it doesn't matter where somebody takes our life, we were to be absent from our bodies to be present with the Lord. But to know that somebody probably died this morning who didn't know Jesus Christ, and yet we were actually riding around in our boats, or Christians were trying to make more money, or we just couldn't obey God, or whatever excuse that we gave, because 95% wouldn't have told, according to George Barna, would have told these 12 people that died about the Lord. I don't know whether they know him or not, but the fact is they instantly left their bodies and went to the judgment seat of Christ.
Sorry.
Instantly. And that's tragic, because we don't know. I mean, we're not there. I mean, we'll hear, get a report from our church in Colorado, VF in Colorado. But understanding this, that knowing that every day people are dying, maybe 150,000 a day are dying, and they're, and it's a choice. They're going to heaven,
right,
or they're going to hell. And we can do something about it. We can tell them the good news. We don't know what they're going to do, but we can at least tell them. Mm-hmm. Tell them about God. And like I said, it's just not a chess game. It's not about, let me see what I want to do. It's we hear what God says, and he says, make this move. And we make it, even if it means laying down our peace, laying down our life. so that someone else can win. Because greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend. We were just talking about, you know, what's happened in Aurora, Colorado, which is horrific. But I did get a report in from Pastor Sharon there that tonight they're going to have a prayer vigil tonight at the municipal building at 7 p.m. For all of our listeners in Colorado and Aurora, that there's going to be a prayer vigil tonight at municipal building at the municipal building at 7 p.m. obviously Mountain Time, and of course Pastor Sharon will be there, and our listeners for NVF in Colorado, we just want to encourage you to get together and just pray and ask God, you know, to stop. That's what we did. We had 30 murders in 1 year in our city. And we're at the city of Escambia, or Pensacola, or Escambia County, as a county.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 murders, and from the northern parts of the county all the way down to the southern parts. And we went to every single place where there was bloodshed, where men's blood came out and hit the ground.
Right.
And we prayed, and we asked God, Lord, forgive us for this murder. Mm-hmm. You know, forgive us for this sin of murder. And we asked for justice. We said, Lord, that you would bring justice to these who've lost their lives. And then we asked the Lord to remove this stain from our, this murdering spirit, murdering spirit from our city.
Right.
And instantly, you know, people that, cases they hadn't cleared yet, they started finding them and arresting them, and God began God moved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, men try to take credit for that, but the reality is that we had many of us believers who went out, you know, across all the different expressions in that city and in the church, and just asked God, you know. And it was just so encouraging to see, you know, people with compassion that they cared about the murders that took place. And then we interviewed people who lived around those areas. They were heartbroken over that, and they would come out and they would talk to us, and we were able to minister to those people who were there, and they witnessed that take place. And so I want to encourage the church in Aurora to be able to get out and be amongst the people and minister to them and encourage them and just ask God to stop, you know, a spirit of murder,
right,
you know, over the city of lights.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.